Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Michael, please?
This is him.
Michael, what's cracking, dude? It's Sean from the Rockstar Radio Show.
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, brother. How you doing, man?
Good, man. We're just on our way to Seattle.
You guys are in, where are you at, in Portland tonight?
Yeah, we played Portland last night at the Hawthorne Theater. We got a day off today, and then we play El Corazon tomorrow.
You're heading there with the Horror Nights Tour, correct?
Correct.
And that's, I think you're with Aiden, right? Aiden's from Seattle. William Control and those cats?
Yeah, they're the headliner of this one.
I want to know about your band, man. I've been following you guys for quite a while. You've had, there was like a two-song single that came my way about a year and a half ago, and I got really, really interested. And then I never could get a hold of a full-length album, and then it was like off and on. And then all of a sudden, about 2.5 weeks ago, I see this huge article in Revolver magazine, and I was like, hell yeah, these guys are finally getting some props. And so I wanted you to kind of tell our listeners a little bit about your band, about your sound, about your plans to rule the world, dude.
Well, we've been a band for a little over a year right now. Things are going really great for us. As far as it goes, I mean, if you have any specific questions, it'd be easier for me to answer about that because it's hard for me to describe it as a whole.
The one thing that kind of caught my eyes while reading that issue of Revolver was if you're comfortable talking about it, the accident that you had that you almost died in, that was kind of a life-opening situation, a life-opening experience. Can you kind of explain how that portrays into your music and this band?
Yeah, I mean, it was a crazy situation for me where a drunk driver hit us going the wrong way and, put me in the hospital for a really long time in a recovery period. Kind of lost my mind during that, and I thought my whole music career was over. I had been doing it a really long time before the accident, and it took a year and a half to recover. But after the recovery, I kind of found myself again, and I wanted to do something that was my own, and not something that I was a slave to, or doing something with another band that I didn't believe in. So it kind of put me in a direction of having clarity, I guess you could say, on what I wanted to do.
Now, the name Vampires Everywhere, this isn't when you first look at it, because there's vampires this and there's vampires that and everywhere. It's not really like the teeny bopper scene. That's not where you guys are getting this from. A lot of it has to do, like I read the Lost Boys movie, that influence
right.
There, and just kind of the aura about the vampire not being like the effing Twilight series or something. It's definitely a different monster, right?
Yeah, completely. I mean, when we first came out, it had a lot to do with just taking the name from the comic book, the Frog Brothers Give Sam and the Lost Boys movie. And then it evolved from there into different things, especially for me, where I found myself in a different way probably about 6 months after the band started. And things started getting a little bit more creepy and progressed from there.
And I got to ask, the one thing that caught my ear that I liked a lot, and I've kind of got mixed reactions from the metal community. It seems like the younger crowd really, really digs it. And then you get the older crowd that's just like, what the hell? Dude, how did auto-tune come into play, man?
To be honest, we wanted to have, with this record, we wanted to have a little bit more of a dancey theme. That seemed like the only way to do it. I mean, most of the time when you hear a lot of the techno bands or even industrial bands, I mean, there's a feel to what they're doing that creates this aura around the song. And I think that people put way too much thought into us using it here, on different songs. And, it's like they consider that more of a cheating thing rather than an effect thing. But it's, they don't know that even with that effect, I still have to sing on key. I still have to sound a certain way in order to make it come through. And, we can hear with other auto-tune, like with Kesha and stuff, there's fluctuation with the auto-tune, and you can actually hear a wave of effect. You can actually hear it. With our music, it's my voice getting streamed through an effect on probably about, six or seven songs on the record. But I also threw diversity in there as well on the new record so people can hear my actual voice. So
yeah, dude, absolutely. In this tour, I mean, you're out with I Set to Kill, great band. Dr. Acula, yep. Holy Aiden, with William Control and stuff. What are you guys looking to do on this tour? You've got all these great bands out there, and I don't want to say it's competition, but what are you guys doing on stage? What are you guys doing with your music to stand out a little bit more on this tour?
Well, to be honest, I mean, it looks as though, like, when we first started the tour, that it would be kind of a lineup where, we would all be on the equal basis of being a little off, being a little awkward, being a little different, but it seems that our band stood out again as being the freaks.